Thank you for checking out Value Driven Life. I'm your host, Coach Chris McMahon, and today you're in for a mini episode. So today we're going to talk about all things stretching, and it's going to be a short one, and I'm going to lay it out with this. There's no rule that says you have to stretch after you train. You really don't. But first, we're going to break it down. Like, when we look at flexibility, there's two types. You have your passive flexibility. That might be like someone's ability to bend over and touch their toes. And then you have active flexibility, someone's ability to use the range of motion that they have. If you've ever performed a squat and you control yourself on the way down using a kettlebell or a dumbbell or a barbell, that is your active range of motion, your ability to pull yourself into a position. Ideally, it would be more beneficial to have that active range of motion, a greater range of motion that you can control. Passive flexibility isn't wonderful if you can't control it. More likely to get injured if you have it. So too much of it, that is. Too much flexibility without control is no bueno. What we want to work towards is strength and flexibility, which is our mobility. That is the wonderful thing about strength training in general, is because you are strengthening or training at the end range of motion and strengthening it. That in and of itself is so amazing. And that's why certain folks don't actually have to stretch that often, especially if they are training at those end ranges. They have the range of motion that they actually need. However, other people want to further improve their flexibility and their mobility. I was in that category, right? There was a period of time where I stretched all the time. Like, I've done every type of stretching protocol underneath the sun. Dynamic stretching, ballistic stretching, isometric holds, loaded stretching. Like, I've done all of it. And the thing was, is doing all this work only led to me getting injured or being so sore from stretching that I actually couldn't do any other kind of training. And this was an effort because I wanted to get as flexible as I could as fast as possible. Because if I wasn't flexible as fast as possible, then I was actually missing out. Like, I wasn't getting where I wanted to go fast enough. And the funny thing is, when I actually stopped trying to do so much and just focused on doing like 3 or 4 stretches, like total, after most workouts, that's when I saw the most benefit. That's when I was able to actually maintain my flexibility. And it's something that I preach to a lot of clients and have them do to this day. So it doesn't really matter where you're falling in this category, because I'm going to tell you, you probably should be stretching less. And the best routine that you can actually do is going to be the one that's most consistent for you. For a lot of my clients, they come in and they probably don't have much stretching at all, much mobility at all. And so, yeah, we do want to add a little bit of flexibility work in there. And what I found to work best is actually dynamic stretching. Dynamic stretching basically means we're going to strengthen the range of motion that we're using. We'll pull ourselves in and out of range of motion, actively controlling these contractions that we're doing, so we can strengthen that range of motion, as opposed to just sitting in a static stretch and just praying for some more flexibility. And this usually looks like this. It could be something as at the end of their session, they might have like 2 to 3 stretches that they do, that they focus on. They don't change session to session. They stay the exact same. The reason for this is because you get better at them when it's like that. Of course, you could go into an argument where, well, it needs to be different every single time if you're doing different muscle groups. Yeah, that's great and wonderful, but everyone's human, so it's important to understand this. The other side of this is that in between sets that they have, right? Often a working set would be, it might be a superset. It could be a tri-set. Superset is just 2 exercises back to back. Tri-set is 3 exercises paired together, usually in the same muscle group. Superset is usually opposing muscle groups, usually. But sometimes I program things back to back depending on the person. But anyway, usually within that programming, they'll do a movement or 2 movements, and then they'll do a flexibility-based movement or a breathing-based movement. So you can make the most of your time. That's how most of my sessions are programmed for people, and that's why for the majority, they're less than 60 minutes. Like, most people can consistently do it because I'm not giving them an hour and 30 minutes of work or even an hour of work sometimes. But if you can't get that stretching in, here's what I have everyone do. They set a BAM, they set a bare-ass minimum for themselves. They pick 2 stretches, 2 that they absolutely love. And by love, I mean they'll do them, because you're not always going to love them. and they'll do them, and they'll do them every single day, regardless of what the program is, what the training session is. They'll do them, because if they run out of time and they can't do the stretching, then they can just do it before bed, literally before bed. Stretching before bed helps you regulate yourself, regulate your system, and allows you to just relax a little bit more. So you could do that before bed. You could do it while you're watching television. You could do it while you're hanging out with your kids. Just two stretches. And believe it or not, if you do two sets of 30 seconds of those stretches, it's less than 5 minutes of work. And I guarantee you, if you can be consistent with that, because it's a pretty low bar of entry, everyone can have 5 minutes within their day where they can do two stretches. And if you tell me you don't have those 5 minutes, well, we can work together and find it. But usually you do have those 5 minutes. It might not be like this crazy luxurious time. It might just be something super quick you do while you're waiting for pasta to boil, or you might just do it right before bed. Either way, it can help you. It can help you. It really will. So I hope you can understand this. Whatever stretching routine that you're doing, the best one for you is the one that you can do consistently. And there's no need to overcomplicate it for yourself. And look, I do a lot of this programming for clients and stuff. And if you're interested in learning more about that, you can click in the show notes and there's a link there where you could learn a little bit more about that. But I hope that helps you. And if you found this helpful, like if this is your first time here, first of all, I'm super stoked about that. But if you found this helpful, just do me a favor and drop a 5-star review, because those 5-star reviews really, really help other people be able to hear this podcast. And it might just help someone if you share it with them too. So without further ado, I hope you have a great day and that you go do great things because you can.